Turn to Psalm 25. Linda Toomey will tell you, when I know somebody is not doing well, not feeling well, I tell them, God's got a medicine cabinet. Okay? He does. He's got a medicine cabinet. It's the book of Psalms. There's healing balm in that. There's stuff that'll soothe the pain and soothe the emotions and soothe the hurt and give you... It's good medicine for you. You'll need it. And I like how God put it right in the middle of the Bible. And you just take and open it up and just read it. And it may not be on that page. Just read until you find it. Amen. But He sent His Word and healed them, He said. Okay? He sent His Word and healed them. And so this morning, I just want to... What I did was, God, give me a psalm. Psalm 25. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Hard to say. That is hard to say. And be honest about it. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Because let me tell you what happens when you're weak. The wolves of the pack will not go after the big, strong buffalo. They'll go after the weak. That's an easy kill for them. So while something is going on in your mind or your life or whatever situation it is, you can expect they will be there. Okay? They can smell or... devil. I'm talking about devils. They sense those who are weak and those who are hurting, and they come after them. You guys nod your heads. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? So let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on Thee... See, there it is right there. I've been preaching on waiting on the Lord. Okay? And I did not see that earlier. Let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths. Because that's all I'm concerned about for your life and anybody else's life. My main concern for everybody listening to me today is that you stay on the Lord's path. Amen. Lead me in Thy truth and teach me, for Thou art the God of my salvation. On Thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, Thy tender mercies and Thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. We're not asking for God to enact justice on us. Justice is getting what we deserve, and you don't want what you deserve. Can I hear God's people say amen? You do not want what you deserve. We plead to God for His mercy, for His compassion. I'm going to ask you a question. How much mercy does God have? His everlasting mercy. That's what the Bible says. Okay? His mercies are everlasting. Okay? His mercies faileth not. Okay? So let me ask now, let me apply it to you. How much mercy will God have on you personally? More than you think He will. Am I right? More than you think. See, you think He's going to give up on you. He hasn't yet. And He won't. He won't. His mercies are everlasting. Look at verse 7. Because when we're down and we're praying and things are bad, we always go to what we did and say, God, I know that I'm just paying for things I did 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I know it has to be this way. I'm no good. I'm rotten. Look at verse 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to Thy mercy, remember Thou me for Thy goodness sake, O Lord. Now, let me ask you a question, those of you who know the Bible. Does God, once a sin is forgiven, does God ever remember it again? Not according to the Bible. It's gone. It's over with. Don't let anybody lay that burden on you that if you sin again, God's going to bring it back. He doesn't. Your wife might. Okay? Your mama might. Okay? Your daddy might. But God won't. He will not bring that back. He has forgotten your sins. He's covered them up. Those sins were written down in a book, the Bible says, but then they applied Jesus' blood to it and they can't be read anymore. Verse 8, good and upright is the Lord, therefore He will teach sinners in the way. That's us. God teaches your ways. Everything that everybody's going through right now, you're being trained. Okay, anybody that's been in the military that made it through boot camp, raise your hand. Tough stuff, wasn't it? Are you surprised you made it? Don't give me that. He's going, get out of here. You need on the altar, Ryan. You need to lay that at the feet of Jesus. Amen. But He's training you. And you don't think sometimes you're going to make it. But it's training. It's what it is. Okay? So, verse 9, He said, the meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. Not the arrogant, not the cocky. We're going to have an altar of prayer here, and I don't want to see anybody coming up here that is high and mighty and too good for everybody. And God, you know how good I've been this week. I think You ought to do this for me. Don't you dare do that. He's not going to listen to you. Amen? He'll guide the meek. Verse 10, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. We are under the new covenant. You know what that is? For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should what? Boast. Ain't nothing. We got visitors here. I don't think they know anybody here from Adam and Eve, but I just want you to know we don't think we're better than anybody. I don't let them. Okay? I don't put up with that nonsense. Listen, people are tired of cocky, arrogant, proud Christians. If there is such a creature. Get my drift? I think the cocky and the arrogant ones, I think they got a different spirit on them. Okay? Anyway, His paths are... We keep the new covenant. God's mercy and God's grace given to us totally undeserved. Verse 11, for Thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Now I'm going to preach something here. I don't know if I've really preached this a whole lot in all the years I've been preaching. But I've learned this, and I do this a lot. And you'll hear... If you'll... Listen to me pray sometimes, you'll hear it. Not for my sake, God. Your sake. What did Jesus teach us? Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these things shall be added unto you. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the great things about godly prayer is that you seek God first. You put Him up. You honor Him, you glorify Him, you praise Him, you offer yourself to God, and you seek Him and His righteousness. That means the imputed grace that God covers your sins with, that's what you seek after. When you learn to do that, God will bless you. God will start doing stuff for you didn't even ask for. Okay? I'm just telling you how it works. Tell you what I've learned. For Thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that that he shall choose. The fear of the Lord is one of the seven spirits of God in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. You go look that up. There's seven things in there. Those are the seven spirits. And I think it's the last one is the fear of the Lord. Okay? Am I afraid? Every now and then I do get afraid. It's just like me and Melissa worrying about when Mom's going to get home or Trish. Right? Worried about Mom finding out. See, we all know stuff, don't we? Okay? I fear God that way. I fear God's going to get me. Okay? And I know what God should have done to me. Okay? So I fear Him. Verse 13, His soul shall dwell at ease, and His seed shall inherit the earth. You ponder that for a while. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. God will show you His mercy. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net. And there's probably people sitting here this morning or watching online or in Kenya. Pastors, listen to me. The devil will always try to put you in a net. Okay? That's bad if you're a fish or any kind of animal. It's a snare. It's a trap. And we get caught in them, don't we? So what do we have to do? He shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee on verse 16. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Underline that in your mind, in your Bible. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. See, this is just stuff that you're feeling already. Things that you're going through right now. And I told you this sitting down to lunch with my mom one time. She was teaching things about David, and she said, "Why do you think David had to go through all that stuff?" And I said, "Mom, you're reading about him. The Bible teaches us that these things are written for our learning and for our admonition. These things are here to teach us. David cried out to God. David made mistakes. David was an adulterer and a murderer. If you're sitting here and you're anything less than that, you give God the praise. Amen. But that's who David was. And yet God gave him mercy. God forgave his sins and his transgressions. God had mercy on him. And let me tell you what God say about David. He was a man after God's own heart. That's what I want written on my tombstone, along with pepperoni and sausage. And I'm telling you, I'm hungry. Amen. Verse 18, "Look upon mine affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins." Because really, when we're really down and burdened with things, the first thing we do is start confessing things to God. Don't quit. Don't stop doing that. That's the greatest blessing that God has ever given you. If you suffer every day from here to eternity, from here to the end of your life, and God has mercy on you and He forgives your sins and you confess them to Him, that's the greatest thing you could ever have. Verse 19, listen to this now, because you've got them out there. "Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred." Let me tell you who your real enemies are. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And if you wake up every day and you ain't having to fight at least one of those three all day long, something ain't right. You may have given in. Don't do it. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. That, if you ever get a chance to watch this movie called The Longest Day, I encourage you to watch it. It was the invasion on D-Day, the invasion of the beaches of Normandy. Brother George, those men came off those boats, and the first line, most of those guys were gunned down as soon as they set foot in the water. The guys behind them, I think, were the brave ones. After seeing the first line fall, they didn't hide. They charged. They said, "We're going to fight this thing. We're here to win, and we're not going to stop until we do." Now, I'm going to tell you something, that no greater blessing comes to you when you fight for things, and you say, "God, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to wrestle with you like Jacob of old till you bless me." So he says, verse 20, "O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in Thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on Thee." There it is again. I just scanned this chapter. "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." How many of them? All of them. So that's the word of the Lord. You take that. I'm not going to mess it up by preaching a whole big deal about it. You take that and you wrap that around your heart, because you're going to need it. Now, we're going to pray for some people here specifically. These are the ones God laid on my heart. It is highly possible that in this room there are people with unconfessed sin in their life. I don't know it. I'm not getting some big thing from the Lord. I'm just telling you, in a room this size, there's got to be. Amen? Why do alcoholics go to an AA meeting? They're drunks. Amen? Why do people come to church? They're sinners. So there may be somebody here, maybe somebody watching online, maybe somebody out in Kenya. Maybe one of you pastors out in Kenya. We got pastors that come sit and watch us Sunday morning. Maybe one of you pastors has been overcome. Your foot's in the net. And you're afraid you're going to go down. Let me tell you what you do. You stop worrying about you and start worrying about what your transgressions do to the name of God. Because most of this country is sick and tired of the wicked church members dragging the name of Jesus Christ through the mud with their iniquity. It's got to be for His name's sake. You appeal to that, God will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He'll purify you. He'll pull you out of that net. He'll set you on a solid rock where you're not sinking down in the pit anymore. Amen? So here's what we're going to do. Sister Linda, I'm going to ask you to come when everybody else comes. And anybody, Anthony, or who, if you guys want to come, that's fine. But I want us to gather around these benches, maybe just on these steps here, or just around the front pews or whatever. We're going to have a gathering of prayer. There's nothing magical about the position of our body when we do this, but I just like it. I think it looks good when God's people are all together praying. Amen? I think it's a good testimony. We're going to pray for David. We're going to pray that God will heal him. We're going to ask God if He'll heal him. That is in God's hands. And I trust Him. It's hard. It's hard to trust God with that. But I trust Him. I want you to pray for Linda. I want you to pray for her family. I want you to just lift them up before the Lord. I want you to pray for Lindsay and Journey. Okay? A lot of you know what that little girl means to our family. Okay? So you pray for them. You pray for Roy. Okay? And we'll pray for Ron this morning too. But anything else that's on your mind and on your heart, you come, you lay it before the cross of Jesus Christ and walk away and leave it there. And let God do what God does best. Is that good? So I'm going to ask you to come. I'm going to ask those of you at home to just bow. Get down on the floor. Pray. Pray about your family. Pray about loved ones. Pray about needs. Pray about forgiveness. Pray about bitter hearts. Pray about weaknesses. Pray for us here. Pray for me. You folks out in Kenya, kneel before God Almighty. Pray. Pray in English. Pray in Swahili. Pray in Samburu. Whatever language you want to pray in. God knows them all. He's very fluent. God wants to hear from you this morning. We love you. I love you. And I thank God for Him bringing us together in this place. This will be good for us. Our Father, we come before You this morning, God, and we bow before You. We're not on our feet standing. We are bowed before You, Lord, in reverence and humility. Lord, we would not bow before any man, before any king, before any earthly authority, God, but we will bow to You because You are King of kings and Lord of lords. And Lord, there's some people, Lord, in my church, in my flock, in this little thing, Lord, that You gave us. There's people, Lord, that need You. They need You bad. And God, my heart just sunk when I heard the report about Brother David. Lord, I love him. I pray for him every day. God, I pray, God, that You would heal him. Lord, it looks bad. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, a month from now. God, we don't know that, but You do. So God, would You have mercy and compassion on us, Lord? It's not that we doubt You. It's just that we don't know what You're going to do. So Lord, we lay Brother David and his life, Lord, before You. We are asking, God, for Your mercy. We're asking, God, for Your healing. We're asking, God, Lord, that You would send a life-reviving spirit into him. You are the great physician. You heal diseases. You make men whole. Lord, we're asking You to do that. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, along with this church, dear Sister Linda, she is so loved here. God, we thank You for sending them here. And God, we cannot really imagine the things that she has gone through. But when we hear about them, Lord, we just weep and our heart's broken. Lord, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know what to say. And I pray, dear God, that You would give her healing as well. Lord, give her joy. Give her victory. Give her knowledge. Resolve. Help her, Lord, to resolve in her heart and mind that You always do what's best. You always do. And Lord, it's hard for us to trust that. It's hard for us to see it. You made us out of dirt. And that's what we are. So Father, I'm asking You, Your Spirit, Lord, to be upon her. And give her peace in her heart, Lord, knowing, God, that what You do will be good. Because that's who You are. And Lord, we always bring up our sins. Things that we have done. But Father, You have forgiven those sins. So Lord, what You do for David and Linda and all their family, Lord, You do, Lord, out of Your mercy and of Your kindness and the tenderness, Lord. These are Your children. These are Your children. You care about us more than we care about our own flesh and blood children. God, give us peace with that. Help us to trust You. Help Linda and all of her family and David to trust You, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, for my little granddaughter. I love her so much. Lord, I look in her eyes. She's got my wife's eyes. She's so pretty. And Lord, the blessing that you gave to Lindsay and to Antonio and to us, Lord, with her birth. God, I just shouted. I praised you, Lord, at how wonderful you were and what she means to us and what she represents. Lord, she's very sick. Lord, I know she's got good doctors. They're some of the best. And I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you would use them, Lord, as a tool, an instrument in your hand to bring healing. But Father, they can't do everything. So we're asking you, Lord, to bring healing to her little body. Give her her appetite back. Give her that beautiful smile that she has back. Give her grace. Bless my daughter, Lord. All the things that her and Antonio have gone through, I pray, God, that you would bless them. Draw them closer to you. Teach us, Lord, to trust you. Father, we pray for Ron. Lord, you sent him to this place because of this group home. Lord, we love all those guys. We thank you, God, that you blessed us with the blessing of seeing three of those guys graduate to heaven. And Father, we just ask that you would bless Ron. And Lord, Father, the things that he's asking for, he's trying to get his hips working better. And I can see the pain in his eyes sometimes. Lord, just bless him. Father, for Roy. Lord and Father, what's going on in his body, we don't know, but Lord, you know. Pray, God, that you'd give him healing. Now, Lord, these people in this place, Lord, you've sent them here. You've sent them here, Lord, to be part of your goodness in this place. And I love these people. And God, I know them. I know, Lord, some of the things they've done. I know, Lord God, what they're capable of, both good and bad. God, I love them just the same. There may be somebody here in this room today, Lord, that's just really having a hard time. Maybe they're just struggling emotionally. Maybe they're struggling, Lord, against sin, and doesn't seem like they're winning the battle. And God, they don't know what else to do. They just appeal to you, and they cry out unto you, God, from their soul. And I pray, dear God, that you would have mercy on them all. God, forgive them. Forgive them, Lord, like you've forgiven me and so many others. Father, Lord, I just ask your blessings now upon this church and upon these people. Lord, I love them. I'd give anything I had for them, God. Lord, I pray, dear God, that you would bless me this coming week. It's going to be rough, and I pray, dear God, Lord, that you would just give me grace and give me help, Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, for my family. God, Lord, that you would forgive all their sins. You'd wash them clean in your blood. Make them whole. Help them, Lord, to trust in you. Help them, Lord, to have the faith that their mama has. I pray, dear God, Lord, that you'd just bless them in a mighty way. Lord, all those that are gathered out in Kenya, Lord, we love them so much. Probably never meet them this side of heaven. But what a meeting we'll have. And I pray, dear God, that you'd bless that radio station. You bless that well and keep it safe, Lord. Keep it from anybody stealing anything out of it. God, you just post angels as guards over that thing, dear God, and let those people have clean water. And the Lord, let us from this church give them the water of life freely to them. Lord, just bless that. Bless all those that are visiting with us today. We thank you, God, for hearing us. We thank you, God, for having mercy on us. God, ain't one of us, Lord, that deserved to be here. But we're here because we need it. That's why Linda came. She didn't want to sit at home. Needs to be with her family. Needs to be with her church. I pray, dear God, that you'd give her grace. Lord, we trust you. We just ask you, God, Lord, to help us. Help us, Lord, every day of our life. We'll give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory, all the honor for your name's sake. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior and our friend and our King. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Love you, darling. And God give Ryan a hard time in boot camp. So he ain't as tough as he thinks he is. God thump him. Amen. Amen. It's good being in God's house. Amen. This is better than watching Meet the Press. Amen. Watching Hillary Clinton lie through her teeth about everything. Amen. Listen, visitors, I ain't afraid to say stuff like that. Our country is in a bad, bad place. And we need some preachers that will stand up and say what's right and what's wrong and start in the house of God first. Amen. We appreciate you coming. We want God's blessing on you. If you come back, praise the Lord. If God sends you another way, praise the Lord too. We're just glad you could be with us this morning and pray with us. And is everybody ready to go? I am. Okay? You pray for me in the morning and just pray about all that that's going on, and I really appreciate it. Give me some time to get back on my feet, and I'll just take off running, all right? God bless you. You're dismissed.